I stood in awe as the mighty angel descended from heaven, his presence commanding attention. His robes billowed like clouds, a rainbow framing his head like a divine halo. His face shone like the sun, and his legs glowed like pillars of fire. In his hand, he held a small scroll open for all to see. As the angel planted his feet upon the sea and land, a deafening roar erupted from his mouth, reverberating like a lion's call. The seven thunders spoke in response, their voices shaking the very foundations of the earth. I reached for my pen to transcribe their words, but a voice from heaven halted me, commanding that the thunder's message remain sealed. The angel raised his right hand to the heavens, swearing by the eternal creator of all things. He declared that time was running out, that the final days were upon us. The completion of God's plan was imminent, fulfilling the prophecies spoken through generations. A voice from heaven instructed me to approach the angel standing over sea and land. With trembling hands, I asked for the little scroll he held. His words struck me like a thunderbolt as he commanded me to consume it, to taste its sweetness and endure its bitterness. Taking the scroll from his hand, I obeyed without hesitation. As it touched my lips, its flavor exploded in my mouth like honey, a sweetness that lingered. But as it settled in my stomach, a sharp bitterness spread through me, turning my insides sour. The angel's words echoed in my mind as I grappled with the conflicting sensations within me. The taste of revelation lingered on my tongue, a mixture of joy and anguish that left me unsettled. The weight of what was to come pressed down on me, a burden I knew I must bear. With a heavy heart and a mind filled with uncertainty, I prepared to fulfill my destiny, to prophesy once more to the nations and kings of the world. Logic dictated that my role was far from over in this unfolding saga of divine intervention and human destiny. Matthew 24:39-41. They knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill. One will be taken and the other left. My logic says the bride of Christ is ready to enter heaven. One comes to God, one stays on earth. Blessed is he who calls upon the name of the Lord. The scroll is sweet as honey, for the bride is presented to the Father in heaven, but bitter because the earth receives her king. Babylon is now complete with 10 Islamic and Jewish nations combined. I clutch the scroll in my hand, its weight a constant reminder of the task ahead. The words of the ancient text resonated in my mind, intertwining with the prophecies unfolding before me. The imagery of two men in the field, one taken and the other left, mirrored the imminent division that would sweep across the earth. My logic parsed through the verses of Matthew 24:39-41, dissecting the symbolism embedded within. The separation of the chosen from the forsaken, a stark reminder of the impending judgment awaiting mankind. As I pondered the fate of those destined to remain on earth, a sense of sorrow washed over me. The bitterness of their reality juxtaposed against the sweetness of the bride's ascent to heaven. The convergence of nations foretold in Babylon's completion sent shivers down my spine, a coalition forming against all odds. The intricacies of fate unfolded before me, each piece fitting into place like a grand puzzle. The bride of Christ stood poised for her union with the divine, while the earth braced for upheaval and turmoil. The scroll in my hand symbolized both hope and despair, a dichotomy that weighed heavily on my soul. With each passing moment, the world drew closer to the brink of transformation. The choices made by individuals would shape their destinies, determining whether they would be taken or left behind. My role as a messenger of truth had never been more crucial, my voice a conduit for the revelations that would guide humanity through its darkest hour. I steeled myself for what lay ahead, knowing that my journey was far from over. The scroll whispered secrets of things to come, urging me to embrace my calling with unwavering resolve. As I gazed out into the horizon, uncertainty mingled with determination in my heart, propelling me forward into the unknown future that awaited us all. The scroll is sweet like honey because the bride of Christ is presented to the Heavenly Father, but bitter because Satan is cast down and the earth receives her king. 10 nations, Islamic and Israel, will be joined as one for the reign of the Antichrist, Revelation 11-19. The work of the Church and the Holy Spirit are finished in chapter 10. The two witnesses are left behind to testify of Christ as the King of kings and Lord of lords. There is no other witness.